Good morning, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about what are you thinking? God gave me a message about this last night as I was preparing, and I hope that it blesses you. I want to open with prayer this morning, though, before we get started. Father God, I thank you so much for your wisdom and your direction. I thank you for the way that you love us. I thank you that you give us new mercies every morning, even when we're sleepy in the morning and we've changed our time. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for everything that you do. And Lord, I ask that you would just speak through my mouth and through my heart and that you would give me supernatural recall of your word as we move forward and we minister to your people and we start another amazing week for you to give it our all. We love you and thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So one of the words that the Lord gave me was this morning was about thinking and what are we putting our thoughts on. And John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. And one of the things that I see when we look at that is that it's important that we remain in him. You know, in life we all have ups and downs. And sometimes it seems a little rocky. We go up and down and up and down and up and down really quickly, right? There are seasons sometimes in our lives that seem a little bit more difficult than other seasons. And sometimes we have a season of testing and trials and temptation. And sometimes our character is being developed through that and our faith is being strengthened. And God is strengthening us through that. And sometimes it can feel like we're taking two steps forward and one step back. I'm sure that if I had everybody unmuted right now, we'd all be saying amen to that, right? But sometimes it feels like we take two steps forward and three steps back. And if we're not careful, we start thinking that life's always going to be this way. And even if the strong seasons come, we start looking for things to go wrong, or we start looking for things to not go our direction. And that's not what God tells us to do, right? He doesn't want us to live our life like a roller coaster. He doesn't want us to have those ups and downs and those times of frustration and disappointment. He wants to bring us to a place of stability where we remain strong in him. And many times, it's our mindset, it's what we're thinking that shifts everything. What he wants us to do is he wants us to be in a place of stability where we remain strong. If we remain in him, we're going to remain strong. Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit, and if your fruit will remain, and your fruit will remain. So the key is that we need to remember that the vine is so much stronger than the branches, right? That's the main root. That's the trunk. That's what can be uprooted and moved. But when you do that, you take the branches with it. But if you just take a branch off, if we just try to do things our own way, what happens at that point is we're not as strong. The word remain means to be fixed, immovable, not affected by circumstances. Did you realize that? And I know for some of you, you've been struggling with the same thing. Maybe it's been days or weeks, months, years, decades. I know for me, I have one prayer request, one yearning of my heart that I've had to remain and remain strong in him with for over 30 years. I have to realize that even though my circumstances whirl around me, I know the word of God is true. And it tells me in the word that if I will abide in him, that I'm going to bear much fruit, and my fruit will remain. And I know it'll be good fruit. He's going to bring you through. If you just keep abiding in him, meditating on his word, speaking his word, he's going to bring you through. He wants you to know that he's going to make you strong. He's going to keep you stable, and you're going to keep moving forward into the life of blessing that he's prepared for you. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. But I do know the only way to make it through some of the hardest, most painful, hurtful times is when you keep your eyes on Him and you look at what you're thinking about. How often do you really stop and even think about what you're thinking about? You know, so often people live with their minds on autopilot, just taking in whatever thoughts come their way and just letting life happen to them. But if we're going to rise up higher the way that God intends for us, we have to determine to make sure that our thoughts line up with God's thoughts. There's many times I enter into conversation or situations and I only want to know what the Word says because I know that's truth. Did you know that 7 times in Scripture God says, "What do you see?" God's interested in our vision. And before your dream ever comes to pass, you have to see yourself accomplishing that dream. It's important that we not only remain in Him, but that we have the proper thinking. You've got to get a picture of it in your mind before you lose the weight, before you break the addiction, before you have a healed marriage, before you get the dream job. You've got to have it in your mind. You've got to have it happening and see it happening inside of your imagination. That's where our vision is created. All things are created in thought and vision first. Today, instead of thinking about your problems, I want you to start thinking about God's promises. I want you to get a vision for what He has in store for your future. I want you to imagine yourself living in victory. I want you to see yourself with your heart healed. I want you to see you walking in health. I want you to see your child free from addiction. I want you to see yourself strong. I want you to see yourself speaking on that stage. I want you to see yourself leading that team of hundreds and thousands. I want you to see yourself making your worldwide impact for your mission or your ministry. I want you to see yourself walking across that stage, graduating. You've got to have a vision, and it's got to be so clear that you can almost see it, smell it, taste it, feel it. It's got to be so strong that it is you're unshakable about it. So don't be thinking today about your problems. Think about God's promises and get that vision for what He has in store for your future. I want you to imagine yourself healed. I want you to imagine yourself walking in abundance instead of thinking of lack and how it won't work. And whatever you do, keep your eyes fixed on Him so you don't take it out on others. Imagine yourself living into all that God has in store for you because nothing is impossible for Him. Philippians 4:8 tells us, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, I want you to think about those things." So no matter what else you're going through, this is what our thoughts are supposed to be. Romans 8:5 and 6 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh." And that's when destruction happens, doesn't it? But those who live according to the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death. Let me say that again. To set your mind on the flesh, which is living into lack, thinking with scarcity, giving into lounging and not being purposeful and not living into intention. When we do that, that's living into the flesh, overeating, right? All of those things. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. And don't we want more life and peace? I want to speak life into your life. I want to speak peace into your life. It tells us in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on the things that are above and not the things that are on earth. 1 Corinthians 3:18 says, let no one deceive himself. No one. If anyone among you thinks that he's wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Proverbs 15:28 says, the heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. So not only what we think affects what we do, but when we start pouring out the evil from our lips, it affects those around us and those who we say we love and care about most. What do your words say today about your thoughts? Remember that what the Lord tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord's plans for goodness and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. 2 Chronicles 32:8 says, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Because I'm sure that some of you are thinking, you know what, I've got stinking thinking and I need to get my thinking in order. But how do I do that when I've got all this that I'm concerned about? The Lord tells us not to worry, that we need to cast all of our cares on him, and he'll care for us. And he also tells us that he's going to fight our battles. You know, in Scripture, there was an enemy that was coming against Hezekiah, causing him a lot of trouble. And you might find yourself in that situation where you just feel like the enemy is all over you. And just there's either somebody or some situation that keeps causing you trouble. And what it is it was trying to keep Hezekiah from his destiny. But Hezekiah didn't get upset. You know what he did? He just kept remaining. He kept abiding. Exactly what we talked about earlier. He kept being faithful, and he kept putting God first. And in 2 Kings 19, it says, God said, Hezekiah, I myself will come against this enemy. He will receive word that he is needed at home, and I'm going to cause him to want to return, and he will be defeated. Notice what happens when you abide in him, the creator of the universe, the almighty God, the King of Kings, our heavenly Father. Your heavenly Father says, I myself am going to come against your enemies. I'm going to come against that sickness. I myself am going to come against those who oppose you. It says that God's the one who caused Hezekiah's enemy to turn around. That means that God can cause that unfair boss to take an early retirement. God can cause that neighbor that's been giving you so much trouble to decide to pack up and move. God can cause the classmates to be transferred to another school. God can cause your spouse to see truth and to love you the way that you deserve to be loved, the way that the Father loves you. God can cause every circumstance to turn around. So today, no matter what's coming against you, keep pressing into God. Put his word first place in your life. Honor him in all that you do. Let him fight your battles and bring you into the land of victory that he's prepared for you. You know, there's great power when it comes to prayer, and that's why I love that we start each and every week together. So thank you for joining me again today. And I want you to know what it tells us in the Word. James 5:16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And I want you to know that if you've prayed for something and you haven't seen it come to pass, doesn't mean that God hasn't made it happen. He started it in the heavenlies and he's bringing it to pass. And in the middle of that, it tells us that there's great power that's working. So be encouraged. All throughout the Bible, you can see just how powerful and life-changing prayer is. And the best news about prayer is that the same power that was in the Bible in prayer that you read about is available right now to you. God intended prayer to change lives, not just to waste our time or to take some time. It's you and Him, and it's you talking with Him. God intends prayer to change lives. God intends prayer to change your life. He intended for you to call on Him and to join your heart to Him and create a powerful union that's stronger than even marriage. Did you know that through prayer you can tap into God's incredible, inexhaustible power in your life? So if you're feeling tired today because we changed clocks, just know that you can tap into that inexhaustible power into your life. And you can be encouraged. You can be blessed just to know that there's others around you who need prayer and that they appreciate you praying for them and that they're going to join their faith with yours as well, just like we do every single Monday. James says that prayer can heal and can restore people. Prayer makes a difference. It affects change. And today, what I want you to do is I want you to meditate on the power of prayer. Put your faith into action. Stand in agreement with God and His Word and watch what He can do on your behalf. That's the secret right there. We've got to make sure that we keep our mind on Him, remain in Him, right? We need to pray. We need to act in faith about what we prayed about, stand in agreement with God on His Word because we know that's truth. Our circumstances are all changeable. And then we need to watch what He'll do on our behalf. God's amazing. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank You that we can tap into Your inexhaustible power, Your inexhaustible strength and blessing. Oh, Lord, we just thank You for Your goodness, for Your grace, for Your love, for Your mercy, and that Your mercy is new every morning. Thank You that we all woke up this morning, Lord. We have another day to serve You to the best of our abilities. Father God, forgive us if we've taken time and we haven't remained in You. Lord, we ask forgiveness of that. And we not only ask forgiveness, but we repent, which means that we're going to turn and go a different direction. We aren't going to keep doing the same things that You say not to do anymore. And Father, I just want to praise You for who You are. You're so good. Thank You for Your goodness and for Your precious promises, Lord. You know, we submit all of our ways to You. I surrender my will to You. And knowing that You're working on my behalf in my life, Father, I just surrender everything to You. Thank You for fighting my battles as I keep myself in covenant with You in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we know how important that is, that we stay and keep our eyes on You, Lord, and that we let You fight our battles, Lord, and that when we pick up our battle, that we are not in that covenant, that we've broken our portion. So, Father, forgive us of that. Today, we set our heart and our minds on You. We ask that You give us Your vision for our future. Help us to see ourselves the way that You see us so that we can imagine and live into that full blessing that You have in store for us. Oh, Lord, we just know that that's so important. And, Father, we set our hearts and our minds on You, knowing that You're good and that You're faithful. We trust that as we seek You and we put You first, that You're going to direct our steps. We choose to remain in You and to follow Your leading in everything that we do. Lord, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I wanted to thank you guys for being with me and this morning again and your faithfulness. I've got an exciting treat for you. We have a lot of people that joined in later today, so I just want to make sure that you know next week I have the honor and the blessing of being chosen for a special award, and I'll be with John Maxwell for our International Maxwell Certification. And so I won't be doing the Bible study because I'm expected to be there instead. And so I've got one of our President's Advisory Council members from the John Maxwell team that's going to do our Bible study tomorrow. He's an amazing man of God. He's retired military. He has such a passionate heart for people and for making change. He is a pastor. He's here from San Antonio, but I know that you are going to just be blessed. He's going to bless the socks off of you. He's a faithful prayer warrior, so know that if you share your prayer requests with him, he will definitely be praying for you throughout the week. But he's a mighty man of God. His name's Dennis LaRue, and I'm excited that he's going to be with you next week. Pray for Traveling Mercies for me. Travel's a little bit challenging with some of the health challenges that I've experienced lately. So I know the Lord's healing my body and providing strength, but I just wanted to let you know that if you would keep me in your prayers, I would really appreciate that, and have you interceding on my behalf is always appreciated. I'm going to turn the recording off and unmute everybody, because I see we've got just a couple extra minutes. We're a little bit early today, which is awesome, just in case there's anything else that you'd like me to pray about, okay? But make it a great week, everybody.